Oh, so you're finally awake, huh? That's good. You're in my apartment. My name's Bill. I found you out in the streets and took you in. Would have taken you to a hospital, but I'm afraid neither Brookhaven or Camilla has still someone working there who could help you. Why were you unconscious? What are you even doing here? Never saw your face before. A tourist? You got attacked? By monsters? Okay, if you say so. There's some strange stuff going on in this town. I have to know, I was born here. Raised. And no matter what I do, I always come back. So, are you hungry? Thirsty? Something? Anything at all? Huh? Okay, fine. You wanna go out there again? Are you sure that's a good idea? Do you... I mean, what's in your backpack? Do you have anything to help you, you know, if you get in trouble? Come on, show it to me. I'm not gonna steal it from you. I have everything I need. Look at my apartment. Maybe you need something more. Let me have a take a look. I'll tell you if you need something. Come on. I already got your steel pipe. Don't worry, I'm not gonna hit you. Where did you find that one? Oh, and on the streets. Yeah, they tend to do that here. Don't worry. I know as a tourist you need this kind of stuff in this town. I own stuff like that. Really, I do. I'm not gonna hit you. Don't worry. I'm just making sure it's, you know, it's not gonna break on you. Seems to be rather stable. You keep that one close. No. You're gonna need that for your monsters. I'm not judging you. Just you gotta listen to yourself, kid. Monsters. No, if you think about it, most stuff becomes creepy or bad because we start to judge it. So who knows what your monsters really are. You know, sometimes people just close their eyes and they're surrounded by monsters. They don't need to go to Silent Hill for that. But I guess that's not what you came for either. Well, I have the surprise. You take that one. And what's that? Oh, okay, flashlight. That kind of stuff is important too. Reminds me of the flashlight of an old friend. Oh no. It's the kind of flashlights the supermarket sold. And one of my friends, when we were younger and very adventurous, we got out to camp and he bought one of those flashlights. Yeah, you just gotta make sure, you know, if you can see, there's a very high chance that you can also be seen. So, you gotta make sure that you only get seen by those you feel safe with, I guess. And also, you gotta watch out for the batteries, so I'm gonna turn it off now. You put it away safely. Your flashlight is useless if you lose it, of course. And what do we have here? Oh. You know how to use it? Okay. It's like morphine, so to say. You just open a little glass cap and then you kind of punch it right into your leg or arm. You'll feel better just for a little while, but sometimes that's enough, isn't it? Just feel a little better for a little while. Aren't we all waiting for that? For that little moment where everything is easy and nice. Yeah. Some people spend their whole life searching for those moments, obsessing over them, dragging themselves right into hell just for another sweet moment. Well, you should take it and make sure the glass doesn't break. If it breaks, it becomes useless. So, what's next? Oh, nice coins. I like those kind of things. Oh, those are really old. Look at them. Nice. Even little pictures. What's that? That's planet Earth. Oh, nice. And a child. And an old wrinkly man, I love his beard. I would love to have one like that one day. Oh, I'm 30. Yeah, I don't look the part of it or sound like it or anything at all. It's like I came to this town and suddenly I was back to my 18-year-old self or something. You know, that's not bad. I just don't get to drink and that's annoying. The rest is nice. You found those? Oh, nice. You didn't steal them, right? I'm just joking. I know. You're not lying to me. Of course not. You see, this town seems to have its own justice, so even if you stole them, if you still have them, you should probably keep them. You probably were meant to own them. Take good care of them, you know. Maybe that will come in handy. Who knows? Okay. You found those keys? Like the coins. Okay. I know those keys. They're from the Woodside apartment. This here opens up the building. This one's open up the apartment. This is for the trash can, I guess. Yeah, I think so. Or was it the pool? I'm not sure, you know. Just shortly before I left for college, I was around 19, I guess. My friend Tom always gave me his keys, so I would go to his apartment and let myself, and then his parents would cook me something nice. I think they were pretty sad when I left. God knows, I always felt like I was more of a son than Tom to them. But, you know, life isn't perfect. I think they were pretty sad when I left to see the world. To think of it, after all these years, I don't feel like any time has passed at all. Yeah, look here. You can see that little number, the apartment key. It says 301, so it's the third floor. I think it's the first apartment on the left, but I'm not sure. You will have to just look. Also, I wonder why there's some key missing. Did you give me all of them? Well, maybe you will find them in the apartment. Just make sure you don't break in somewhere. I'm pretty sure the owners will be happy to get them back. Do you have anything to drink? You don't? Okay. You see, that's why I asked you to see your stuff. You wait a second, okay? Wait. Okay. Don't run away now. I'm not gonna give you poison. Relax. Okay. So, that's a local product. It's a kind of energy drink. Pretty cheap, but it's really good. Like, whenever you feel like hurt or down or tired, you just take a big sip and it's all better. Always helps. It's pretty easy to get it, but you know, find an open supermarket at this place. So, I'll give you this one. Don't worry, I have enough. I have a few of them in the back in the kitchen. So, just take it. Don't worry. I will take the first sip if you want. Of course, it will be open then. Okay? It doesn't taste so nice, I will be honest. If you take a sip, don't be surprised that one can taste all the vegetables and fruits and other chemicals they put in there. Chemicals. But I promise it's good. I drank this stuff all the time when I was younger. I swear to God, my parents hated it because I never slept. I always drank the stuff when I was awake all night. So, you take it. Okay, and what is that? A radio. Okay, kid, I hate to break it to you, but radios don't really work around here that well, you know. Let's see. Yeah, I'll hear something. I don't either. Let's try the station finder, shall we?
Don't know how I got you, but I got you so good.
Damn, was it? You heard that too, right? That was. I didn't just imagine that, right? Man, you can't imagine. I haven't listened to music in how long? Since I've got here, I guess. I'm not really sure, but probably a while. Feels like I haven't listened to music in a while, yeah. But it sounds good. Shall we try to find another song? Like, maybe we'll find something else. Think I want to listen to music. Yeah, take your radio back and put it away. I'm sure it will help you, but I guess the reason I don't listen to music in this town, just keep it and, you know, don't have too much hope to listen to some good music here. Okay.
No, I'm alright. Alright. It's alright, just don't worry about it. You got anything more? Oh, you do. What's that? Paper?
Oh, notes. Okay.
Look no farther than your own heart. Lies destroy what love has built. That's good. You stole that from a poet. You wrote it? No? Okay. Just thought. Sounds so bad. Sounds good. Just all I'm saying. That. You found it with the coins? Okay. So. As innocence sleeps, calm and content, the gods are watching. As above, so below, the wise say, a just and peaceful world. Do you know something about Silent Hill? About gods? No, I'm just... just watch your back, okay? Like, I know that sounds like a neat little poem, but you know, if you've been long enough here, you realize that it's kind of a warning, so you watch those coins. Yeah? Okay. And the last one I see. Meet me at Lakeside. I have to tell you something. Where did you find that? No, it's alright. Just sounds pretty collected, you know, normal. So, thought maybe you found or met someone. Okay, no, it's alright. No, obviously, it's a place. The whole town is Lakeside. At the Lakeside, so to speak. But Lakeside itself, that's the amusement park. Yeah, it's pretty big. You can't miss it. You just go north. And then we'll find it. Yeah. I mean, it's been shut down for a while, but there's still ways to meet there. So if there's someone waiting for you, maybe you should go there. Maybe there's something. No, it's... No, Robert. No, Murray. Is there anything else you have? Well, that's a neat little collection of stuff you have there. You put it away. Yeah, I think you're good. You know what? You want to know why I'm here. I thought maybe you're interested. Yeah? Okay. So, I have this picture. That's me and my friends when I was 18. I know, I just look pretty young, I guess. Someone sent it to me a few months back, I think. I just thought it was one of my friends, and I thought it was a weird way to, you know, invite me. We had a pretty big fight. I guess it was kind of my fault. We didn't talk anymore after that. And, you know, when I got the letter with this neat little picture, I thought, hey, maybe they wanna talk to me, but you know, I got back here and I found no one. No, it's okay. It's just a pretty deserted town, I guess. It's almost a ghost town. You know, I don't even know how long I've been here. Maybe I should leave. Maybe I was just... you know what? You got your stuff and everything you need? Is there anything I can help you with? No? Okay, so... Do you need to lie down or something? Okay, so... I don't want to be rude, but I think I I need some time, I guess. You could say I just need to think a little bit. Listening to that music, you know. You know what? We'll just take your stuff and, of course, your little energy smoothie and get right back on your track, yes? Okay, so... have a good one. If anything happens, just come right back here and tell me. I'm sure I can help. And, kid, good luck finding what you are looking for, huh? I mean, you'll probably not find exactly what you expected, but sometimes the city shows us exactly what we need to see, so good luck.